is in a state between life and death. Holding on to breath so till your heart stop dead. Body's alive at a much slower rate. Climbing barriers, there's no open gate. Mask your face to breathe in ear. That the kind of something that a man can't bear. Bodies move languid, still with suspense. Binding feet, hands, arms and legs. Bodies blackened, burned by intent. Ignited by a future instinct in your head. Deafening sounds, so viral intense. Now you can see why the numbers make.
For the most part, I'm still a newbie to this whole dubstep thing. But after falling for the self-titled release from Burial last year, I knew there had to be more out there that would be up my alley. In addition to being recommended by a couple people whose opinion I trust, Memories of the Future popped up on a few year-end readers lists for this site, so I decided that I should probably add it to my collection. It turns out that this was a very good decision, because although it's very different stylistically from the album by Burial, Code 9 and the Space Ape have put together a stunning 14-track album of claustrophobic spaces that's absolutely hypnotic. Produced over the course of the past 4 years, the album runs just over 50 minutes and contains a wide variety of sounds while still following under that overarching theme and feel. Like Burial, songs are repetitive, and it's the small and subtle things that go on within them that make the album so great. Victims is a perfect example, opening with some delayed melodica over the top of dubby rhythms. When the growling vocals from Space Ape enter, the track shifts into a slightly more straightforward gait, and then a ways in front of that, some cracking snares push the track into an even more tense realm.
Living species, creatures covered, smothered in writhing tentacles, stimulating the audio nerve directly. Oh no, I'm complex with me. Hallucinating senses, individually, insidiously, are in any combination. Rhythmically, shifting gears, focus by intensity.
Curious, featuring Miss Haptic, echoes out some breathy vocals from said Miss Haptic over sparse synth chords and layered snappy beats. As the track progresses, rumbling low end and vocals from Space Ape himself help to break the song into intense sections, while drifting notes from synth and melodica add even more weight.
Set into the rhythm of a head on collision, corrosion leaves scars on the inside. Hands are tied, eyes open wide. Difficulties that come with time, colored by things in the soil. Never once did you think this could happen to me. Always trying to master the slave. Now I look to save the slave in me. In memories, the pressures are lifted. Come again from morning.
On the opposite side of the coin is the insanely tripped out Sign, which strips things back to a low bass warble, some deep space echo effects, and the vocals from Space Ape. The resulting track is something that truly sounds like it was sent back in time from some sort of sterile, creepy future, where oxygen is running out and everything is pared down accordingly.
And shooting a gun. Hurricane Annie. Rip out the ceiling of the church and kill everybody inside. Turn on the TV and all you hear about
the album closer of Quantum is one of only many standouts, as multiple layers of cascading synths chime over organ bursts, gut-churning bass, and choppy beats that perfectly accent the tightly wound vocals.
We don't travel in the linear. It's only quantum lines we are registered. Tonight the science still the island. Strictly long all flights we are dealing with. The aim was to make us part of a plan by incorporating we into a life on land. Polarized, not steady, lie. All these things we see the
the side. Step off the runway, lay down so paralyzed. But astronic logic maps the trajectory, transcending flesh and decoding irradiation.
Other than a couple shorter tracks that don't feel quite as developed, this is a release that sounds interesting on first listen and absolutely burrows into your skull on every subsequent spin. Full of serious throbbing bass, cryptic words, and production that's both weird and stunning, it's another unique entry into the genre that's well worth having.